Live from the Brim Snack Food Studio at the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center. Stomping out bias and setting the record straight. Robin Walensky.
And good morning, Memphis. I'm Todd Starnes in for Robin Walensky. She's on vacation, just blew away in the wind last night. She's a loo. Wow, we've got a lot going on today. Welcome to the program. We're going to keep you updated on what's happening with the weather situation across the Mid-South. A lot of people still dealing with power outages today, and we will keep you posted on all of that stuff as well. We have trivia coming up, and we've got some great prizes to give away out of the Mighty 990 prize closet. By the way, if you want to keep track of all the latest weather warnings and watches, go to kwamradio.com. That's kwamradio.com. Click on our brand new weather page, and you can actually see up to the minute weather forecast, temperatures, and also those big alerts and warnings. And if there are actually storm chasers in the neighborhood, you'll be able to watch the live video. And if there is a storm chaser in your neighborhood, you probably need to be in a basement. So I'm just about to throw that out there. All right. Mighty 990 news time is 6:06. And we're very excited to have Chet and Sherry Hopper, host of the Real Resistance here on the Mighty 990 every Saturday at noon. Chet, Sherry, good morning. Great to see you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. It's always awesome to be in here. I saw on the way in there was a rooster rubbing his eyes like he had just had one too many trying to wake up this morning, so it's quite early. This is going to be good time.
I don't know how Walensky does it because, I mean, they're still making the donuts over at Gibson.
Correct,
I mean, they weren't even selling the donuts. They were making the donuts. Jeez, aloo. A lot going on, and folks, we're going to get to all of it today. Let's start, though, with President Trump last night, and I have to tell you, it was probably one of the best speeches I have seen the president give. Kenny, let's play for the listeners cut number three.
My fellow Americans, tonight with a heart full of gratitude and boundless optimism, I profoundly accept this nomination for President of the United States.
And Chet and Sherry, that's where it started. And what,
yes.
2 days later, the president wrapped up with this incredible fireworks display.
Somebody better check on Nancy. I'm just saying.
I don't know who got triggered by that fireworks display.
Everyone.
And then someone says, we were texting back and forth with people and last night, and someone said, wait a second, the fireworks are spelling something out. T-R-U.
And a couple of USAs got in there, too.
We were not expecting a lot based on what we saw with the DNC and the never-ending Zoom meetings.
Yeah. The bar was pretty low.
Then you have the RNC. What did you guys think last night?
Oh, you had a spectrum of emotions because you started, you had Officer Dorn's wife, and then you had Ivanka, who I don't understand how anybody could not like that woman. She's amazing. And then you ended, you had the president. But then you had this spectacular, I don't think Washington has ever seen anything like that. But Chet comes in from work because he had to work during that nasty storm last night. And I had it on pause. I said, you have to see what your president just did. I mean, it was amazing what went on last night.
Yeah, I walked in the room. Pardon me. I walked in the room. Sherry's like, come here. You got to say this. I don't think I can pause it anymore. Like, she was so excited. So I go into the room.
Well, DirecTV wouldn't let me.
And she hits play. And if you've heard me say it on our show on Saturdays, I absolutely cannot stand
fireworks.
They drive me up the wall. I don't mind the noise. It's not that. It's just the same thing over and over again. And in this part of town, usually when you're hearing fireworks, it's in the summer and you're getting hit by mosquitoes, or it's -9 because it's New Year's. It's never a good time. But I come in here and she hits play on the thing, and I look it up and I'm like, wow, somehow he got Trump 2020 spelled out over Washington, and then 14 hours later, it's still going off. The whole sky's lit up, and I'm listening to people on Fox News, and I'm listening to Juan Williams going, I'm a fireworks fan. I thought it was spectacular.
And Chris Wallace, meanwhile, over at Fox News, was like, yeah, there just weren't any fireworks in Trump's speech. Open your eyes and look outside. Right. It was daylight in Washington, D.C. It was so so powerful.
And they were actually very critical. They said he was just so monotone. And, I mean, they were all very critical. That they said there was not enough energy in his speech. And I'm like, well, normally when he's doing that, you criticize him for that, too. The man can't win for losing.
No, he can't win. And then when you compare that, amazing. That was a Macy's 4th of July,
it was all
over the Hudson River fireworks celebration. Meanwhile, compare that to Joe Biden, where they had sparklers in the parking lot of a bowling alley in Wilmington, Delaware. So, I mean, it was, look, I think this was, and then the opera guy. They had an opera singer singing Ave Maria. You know, it's unbelievable last night.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Like, to me, it was like
over the top.
It was the RNC was like getting a all-you-can-eat dinner at Chez Philippe, and the DNC was like getting a 10% off women's undergarments on Thursdays.
Well,
like, it really was not a good look.
Chet Hopper, it is the morning show, so ladies unmentionables, let's keep that to a,
Well, you know, too, after watching, because I did watch the DNC, and it was all doom and gloom, and it was all, you know, if you're just wondering, what are we doing? And then I'm so glad he delivered hope, and he delivered a message, and he delivered, okay, you don't have to worry. This is what we've actually done, and we're here to deliver more for you.
KWAM News Time is 6:11 this morning, and we want to hear from you as well. What did you think about the president's speech last night? Chris Wallace over at Fox News Channel said it was far too long, surprisingly flat, and there were no fireworks. What did you think about the president's remarks last night? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Sherry Hopper.
Can I just say shout out to the Memphis connection in the speech last night? Alice Johnson was there last night. You know, she knocked it out of the ballpark with her speech on, you know, the First Step Act. She did a great job, and that's a Memphis connection.
I thought there was, looking through the entire week of the convention, there seemed to be this message of inclusion, of diversity, but also of faith and redemption. There were these, you know, throughout the whole week, we had these stories of Americans who had been through hardships in their life, and they were able to overcome those hardships and really reclaim their American dream.
So what you're saying is the RNC removed the victim card.
Well, not only the victim card, Sherry, but the identity politics card as well. And I was listening to CNN, the most profane name in news last night, and they were just irate. They were like, they said there were way too many African Americans. That they don't have that many African Americans in the Republican Party. Well, you know what? Maybe they do. Maybe they do. And based on what's been happening across our country, maybe there are going to be a whole lot more after November 3rd.
I think so. I
wonder what Joe Biden's going to call African Americans that vote for Trump, because they ain't black if they ain't voting for Joe, according to Joe.
You know, I would love for him to say that in front of our good friends Diamond and Silk.
Right.
I'd like to see what happens after that.
I love those
that
two.
Conversation.
I think I'd like to see him say it in the presence of the Hodge twins and just see how that goes down. That'd be kind of great.
Yeah.
Oh, they had the mixed martial arts guy, UFC guy. He was speaking last night too.
Cody.
It was a great speech. All sorts of Americans from all different stripes. But what really struck me, guys, we're talking about average Americans here,
right?
Just regular folks out there telling their stories. And you compare that to what the Democrats are putting out there. All of their Hollywood celebrities. You know, they had Eva Longoria and all those other folks. I just thought it was a home run for the Republicans.
So in order to get help from the Democratic Party, you have to be famous, is what they were saying.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, what's the last thing Eva Longoria did? Back when Hillary was running, they at least had Jay-Z and Beyonce, the king and queen of the music industry. For her, Joe Biden got Eva Longoria. What is she doing lately? Hand modeling something now for lotions? I haven't seen her in anything.
Look, we had Lee Greenwood and an opera singer. That was pretty spectacular. It was like, Eurovision right there on the lawn of the White House.
Lee Greenwood always makes me cry, no matter what. You just want to stand up and cry when he says, I love Lee Greenwood.
All right. KWAM News Time is 6:14. Time now for a little trivia. You know, we do this every day. I don't know if you guys were aware of this, Chet and Sherry, but we give away a lot of stuff here. It's very socialist.
Yes, to my mother.
Yeah.
To my mother. She calls and raids your prize closet all the time.
She's
Mom,
not
don't call.
To do that.
So
she's
don't
not allowed
call.
To do that. We have rules and regulations governing that. All right, so let's bring in, this may be the first time we've had this many people on the radio station at the same time. Kenny Bozak, our great audio engineer, manning the board this morning, and also our ace, what do we call her? Our
ace reporter.
News reporter, Grace Baker. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
You know, it's going well. Can we talk about the weather before we do the trivia, though?
Sure.
So the National Weather's this. I was listening coming into Red Eye Radio, and they were telling everybody, well, it turns out that the hurricane wasn't as bad as they thought it was going to be. And, you know, which is great. I mean, that's terrific. But, you know, even down in Louisiana, they were predicting this 40, you know, the storm surge, 40 miles.
Unsurvivable squall.
Unsurvivable. This is not the first time they've done this. Has anybody else noticed that?
I think it's some fear-mongering going on personally.
It's 2020.
Yeah. I feel like they were trying to scare people to death. The unsurvivable storm thing I thought was a little
unsurvivable,
extreme.
Yeah.
That was the headline that's like, really? Mm-hmm. I don't know about that one.
And the power's out. The power's out. We were just up on the MLGW outage page a few moments ago. Looks like about a little over 7,200 customers still impacted. And mostly in East Memphis. But by and large, I think at the height of the storm in the tri-state area, there were almost 30,000 customers without power. So aside from, I was driving in from Germantown this morning. I just saw some tree branches down. I didn't see much damage out there, which is good news.
Yeah, last night at work, we started getting the calls as the winds were kind of picking up. A lot of, you know, tree limbs falling on power lines. And there were individual power outages, but even all the way up until 11 o'clock at night, there were no major power outages.
They were
in
the East Memphis area, right?
Yeah.
And the cable was out at Kenny's place.
Yeah, I didn't have a power problem. I didn't get to see the president because Comcast was out. Thank
but
you
that
so
wasn't
much.
A that wasn't a weather situation. That was a Comcast situation. And apparently, Comcast all day yesterday had been dealing with massive outages all over the Mid South.
Yes. Yep, we had that problem too. The internet kept going in and out and in and out.
Maybe their technicians played for the NBA and they just walked off.
By the way, we're gonna get to trivia. One second here. We're gonna tell you what happened to Rand Paul after the speech. There was a lot of chaos outside the gates of the White House. It's pretty appalling. We have the video up at toddstearns.com for you to see this morning. Also, the Tennessee Titans are weighing in on the race controversy. They are now saying that America was founded on racism, and we have the audio. We're going to play that. But meanwhile, Kenny Bozak.
Yes, sir.
I kind of put you on hold there. My apologies.
That's quite all right.
All right, let's talk trivia this morning.
All right, we're talking a little Elvis trivia this morning. As we listen to Paul Simon's Graceland. True or false? We're going to make this so simple for you. Oh, you got a 50-50, even if you got no idea. True or false? Elvis named Graceland after his mother. Is it true? Is it false? Call us, 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. A trip to the KWAM Mighty 990 prize closet awaits the winner.
You made me nervous. I thought a trip to where? What?
I was fixing to step out and call if it was going to be a...
Get finance on the line.
No one's been anywhere in 2020. Where are we going?
All right, give that number again, Kenny Bozak.
901-260-5926. That's 901-260-KWAM.
All right, it is 78 degrees right now, 618. We'll be right back.
All you early risers.
Good morning.
Morning.
Get Robin's daily podcast right now on Mighty990.com.
Hi, this is Jim Shoemaker. Join me Saturday at 10 a.m. for Talk Money, a financial program designed with you in mind. From investments to insurance, we discuss your financial questions and your concerns. Next week, my guest, Shannon Dyson, will talk about healthcare and Medicare updates with COVID-19. And Scott Jordan and Dane Williams are going to help us buy a house. That's Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on KWAM, FM 107.9 and AM 990, helping you make the most of your money.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
Hello, Memphis. I'm Todd Starnes. I'm the new owner of KWAM, the Mighty 990, the only locally owned news talk radio station in the Mid-South. And that's something we take pride in. Most of the people you hear on this radio station were born and raised right here in Memphis. That means we're invested from South Haven to Germantown. We go to church with you guys. Our kids go to school together. We cheer for the Memphis Tigers together. News, traffic, and weather, plus some of the greatest talk hosts in the country, right here on the Mighty 990. We're making radio great again.
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-603-9978. 800-603-9978. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978. Paid for by GoHealth.
These are some weird times. I hope you're tuning into the Armstrong and Getty Show every weekday.
How does this sound? All the news you need about the coronavirus and the lockdowns and the social distancing and the science and the politics, plus some good American sarcasm about all the dumb stuff that's happening.
Yeah, real life mixed with the economics and the virus itself on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty, starting Monday, August 31st, right here on the Mighty 990.
Since 1979, Brown Refrigeration has provided a high level of dependable service and quality products to customers all over the Mid-South. Their highly qualified staff wants to help you select the comfort system best suited for your home and, most importantly, your budget. Give the team at Brown Refrigeration a call today at 901-362-1881 or visit them online at brownref.com.
Doctors say it's hard not to feel stressed as we ingest around-the-clock news coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic. So they suggest you set a daily limit of coronavirus updates.
Limiting your amount of media exposure to maybe 10 or 15 minutes a day, because that subliminal, subconscious news exposure can still create underlying stress.
Go check out the Managing Sleep and Stress During the COVID-19 Pandemic story on the Mighty 990 Live Life Well page. I'm Bernadette Davis, and I've got health and wellness news you can use Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. on Live Life Well.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
I'm on Graceland.
Well, that's a toe-tapper right there, Kenny Bozak. Welcome back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky. I'm Todd Starnes. You know, we had to send Robin out. We had to send her on vacation. She needed a couple of days down at the spa. We thought, you know what? She deserves it, getting up at the crack of dawn. So, Robin, we hope you're doing good out there. 78 degrees right now, a little windy, a little breezy, and there's a lot of power outages out there. About 7,800 customers, MLGW telling us, still without power. But, it's going to get better. So, fortunately, counting our blessings this morning, that storm system turned out not to be as bad as we thought. Kenny Bozak, that song we just played, that's very important to this morning's trivia question, a chance for you guys to win a great prize package. What are we going to give away this time, by the way, Grace Baker? We've got, the T-shirts, the tumblers, we've got the coffee mug.
You're the boss. What am I allowed to give away today?
We're definitely giving away a book. I'm going to sign it.
Of course.
And by the way, folks, we're very excited because the new book is coming out in about 3 months.
Ooh,
so just in time for Christmas. And that other female voice you heard there, Sherry Hopper, and her husband, who does not have a female voice. His name is Chet.
not today.
Yeah, not today.
Every day at work, when I answer the phone, if I go Hopper, they go, "Hey, Miss Hopper, can I?" I'm always like, "Really? What? This has been happening for 17 years."
You know what the problem is here, Kenny Bozak? I'm going off on tangents today. We got to get back to the trivia question.
Okay.
Hold that thought. Kenny Bozak, what is this morning's trivia question?
It's a true or false for that visit to the prize closet. Elvis named Graceland after his mother. True or false? 901-260-5926. What, one of Todd's signed books and maybe something else, right?
So we're going to give away a Todd Starnes signed book, and I'm thinking a coffee mug today.
Nice.
There are compliments on those coffee mugs, let me tell you.
Oh, it's great.
That is very popular around my work area.
Those are great. They're fabulous.
Very nice.
Coffee mug and a Todd Starnes signed book, 901-260-5926. Even if you got no idea, you got a 50-50 shot because it's a true or false. Elvis named Graceland after his mother. True or false?
I like how that works. And by the way, the coffee mug, you know, if you get caught up in one of those Antifa or BLM protests, you can use it as a weapon. You know, it's pretty good. You know.
Got a good handle for gripping.
It does. It's a good grip on that. You're absolutely right there. All right. KWAM News Time is 6:25. You know, after the speech last night, we were watching the what was happening outside of the White House, guys. All of these BLMers were out there. There had already, before the president had even spoken, there have been several people who had been brutally attacked, including an elderly man who was literally knocked to the ground. And my immediate thought was, wait a second. All of those people, those 2,000 people on the South Lawn are going to have to get out of there, and they're going to have to go through that crowd. Among the people who were attacked was Senator Rand Paul and his wife, Kelly. And, Kenny, I believe we have some audio. We had to clean this up. Let's listen to what happened when the crowd saw Rand Paul. That audio goes on and on and on. Fortunately, no one laid a physical hand on Rand Paul, but the police officer guarding them was shoved to the ground. The senator was able to help. Chet, Sherry, this is unacceptable behavior on American soil. You know, this is a man who almost got killed by the next-door neighbor, the raging lunatic mm-hmm. leftist, and he was almost, we don't know what that crowd could have done last night.
No, and we're seeing that happening all over D.C., actually. It's happening in restaurants. It's happening to everyone. And it's I don't know what they plan on accomplishing with this, actually, except for getting Trump reelected by a landslide.
I just don't understand how they get a pass. Anytime somebody retaliates, that's what everybody focuses on. Like, if I'm out there, whether I'm a police officer or, a plumber or secretary, whatever, if you shove me to the ground, I'm from Memphis. You getting one right in your mouth. That's how it's just going to go down. And if you were out there and you were part of the BLM people and somebody from the Trump camp came and shoved you to the ground and you got up and beat them to death, you would be hailed as a hero on CNN.
That's the point. They want that footage.
They do, and they got that footage mm-hmm. in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, again, we still don't know what happened.
No.
There's video out there that seems to suggest this young man, Kyle Rittenhouse, mm-hmm. 17 years old, was actually defending himself. The broader issue, and we talked about this on my show yesterday, and again, I just call it like I see it, guys. There was a curfew in effect. Nobody should have been out on
yep,
the streets.
Correct.
Nobody. And the fact that this incident happened, it's under investigation, but they've already convicted the kid.
Yeah.
They already know. But that's what, you're right, that's what they want. They want that confrontation. They want the police officer to get out there. And we have other video up on our website, toddstarnes.com, of them actually attacking police officers on the streets of Washington, D.C. So, folks, here is the question as we go to break right now. What do you think the president needs to do? Is it time to invoke the Insurrection Act? Should the president send in the troops to put down this national rebellion? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. We have a trivia question out there. Elvis named Graceland after his mother. True or false?
My mother just texted me the answer.
No, she cannot answer the question. No, no, no. All right, we'll be right back.
Robin Walensky.
New, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
On the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closing, social unrest. But you can avoid the panicked masses. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com today. Build an emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com. On this Friday, I am glad the two political conventions are over, and I bet you are too. It is impossible to predict who will win because COVID and racial unrest are unresolved problems that are injecting tremendous emotion into the vote. Now, both parties pretend they have magic wands that will bring the nation relief, but they don't. In 8 years, the Obama-Biden team did little to mitigate racism. And Donald Trump has no solution either. That's because no government can defeat personal bias. It's an individual thing, a personal sin, if you will. What America has done is create a system where people can succeed if they follow the success map. Learn a skill, obey the law, respect other people. This year, I will vote for the ticket I believe will improve America the most. And we do need improvement in this country. But we also need appreciation of all the United States has accomplished. We do live in a noble nation, not a cauldron of injustice. This November, voters need to stand up for what is right in our country. Now this. The Trump administration has unveiled a 5G fast plan, which opened the floodgates to millions of new jobs, trillions of dollars in economic growth, and a brand new 5G device. Tech genius and angel investor Jeff Brown from Brownstone Research believes the company behind this device is the number one tech stock of 2020. Jeff has created an exclusive newsletter where he shares his expert stock market analysis of this new economy and provides new ways to profit from the exploding tech market. So please go to bill5g.com and check it all out. That's bill5g.com. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Hi, this is Jim Shoemaker. Join me Saturday at 10 a.m. for Talk Money, a financial program designed with you in mind. From investments to insurance, we discuss your financial questions and your concerns. Next week, my guest, Shannon Dyson, will talk about healthcare and Medicare updates with COVID-19. And Scott Jordan and Dane Williams are going to help us buy a house. That's Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on KWAM, FM 107.9 and AM 990, helping you make the most of your money.
Hey, this is Sherry Hopper, host of The Real Resistance on the Mighty 990. You've heard Chet and I rave about Dr. Perry Rothrock for years, and now he's not only a family doctor, he's the owner and medical director of MedSpa Cordova, where they're using Scarlet RF to improve your skin. MedSpa Cordova Scarlet RF uses short pulse radio frequency technology to plump, firm, and tighten your skin. Check them out on Facebook for special deals and promotions. Just search MedSpa Cordova or give them a call today at 901-757-9986.
From Bale Street to Byhalia, the Mighty 990 has you covered. Traffic, weather, now on the Mighty 990.
Good morning. Really windy out here this morning. You're going to have to give yourself extra time. We're dealing with a lot of standing water on main and secondary arteries. There's been another wreck on Getwell Road. This time it's north of Knight, Arnold Road. A.W. Willis at Danny Thomas. That wreck was still there a few minutes ago as they moved this wreck to the side, 55 southbound at Holmes Road. The Curious Creatures exhibit at Ripley's Aquarium has unique reptiles. Check out the albino Burmese python. The Curious Creatures exhibit now at Ripley's Aquarium in Gatlinburg. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. Showers and thundershowers this morning could produce up to an inch of rain. Winds will be gusting to 30 miles an hour. As Laura departs, isolated showers this afternoon. Cloudy skies, temperatures nearing 80. Heading into the weekend, it's going to be hot on Saturday with lower 90s, but watch for rain late Saturday night. I'm News Channel 3's Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
All right, folks, welcome back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky. I'm Todd Starnes. It is 78 degrees, a little breezy out there today. So you might want to put on an extra layer of the Aquanet as you're heading out the door. 635. By the way, we have a trivia question out there. Elvis.
Too much of anything.
Oh, that's not Elvis. That's Barry White. You know what that is, guys? We had the lights off in the studio this morning. It's rather intimate, Chet Hopper.
Yes, it is. I was thinking, as soon as the lights went off, I was thinking, we need Gorka to do one intro with...
Hello.
He likes Gorka.
Hello, Memphis. It's Sebastian Gorka. After hours.
I'm 6'5", 270.
Hello, Robin.
We're having too much fun this morning.
Oh, this is Barry White baby making music. Jeez, look. Well, we just got put on somebody's prayer list.
Probably several.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Look, we've... I'm not sure what just happened here. All right. Here's the trivia question. Elvis named Graceland after his mother. Is that is true or false? It's a true or false question. All you have to do is give us a call at 901-260-5926, and you're going to win a great prize package out of the Mighty 990 prize closet. 901-260-5926. In the meantime, we are very excited to have Phil Glass from the Highland Hundreds, one of the great boosters and supporters of the University of Memphis Tigers. Phil, good morning. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, Todd. It's great to be here.
What do you think about the, you know, the ambiance?
Well,
a little off-putting, isn't it?
Chet's looking at me funny. So I'm not real sure.
The last time we had lighting like this, we were able to at least get a smoky old-fashioned.
That's Sherry, get saying. Control of your husband here. We don't need HR up here.
No.
Well, it's great to have you with us this morning, and we are going to talk a little bit of football. I just want to throw this out there. You know, the Starnes family were huge football fans, and the little Starneses have just started middle school football, and we were pretty excited about that. You know, the whole family wants to go out. I guess there are about 15 or 20 of us. And we got word that only four people are allowed to go to the middle school football games now.
Yes.
And I just, it's, you know, it's just, there's nothing easy. There's nothing easy about going to see a football game anymore, guys.
We were at Christian Brothers last night. It was the same kind of thing. And you had to look at the blue tape on the stands. You're like, do not sit on the blue tape. They were very, very belligerent about it, too. At Christian Brothers. But they were, now, that's just because the Shelby County Health Department is making surprise inspections of all these places. Did you know that, Todd? They're dropping in on all these places.
So I was over at the Blue Plate, which is right around the corner from our studios, mm-hmm. and they have great sausage biscuits there, and you're kind of in and out. And I was talking to one of the ladies, one of the servers yesterday, and she said that, yeah, they're coming in. They're doing inspections. I was over at a place over in Cordova at the jewelry shop,
mm-hmm.
and they said, yeah, they come in all the time to make sure everybody's doing the face mask
and they
thing.
Send you a fine real quick. So I don't blame Christian Brothers for being that strict about it. They're getting fines for people.
No, it's a fair thing. But Phil, you know, this has been a big deal for University of Memphis football fans because they are limiting the numbers of people that can go and watch the games.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's a trying time, especially for where the football program is currently over the past few years. You know, everybody's so excited about going and watching their beloved Tigers. And, you know, then 2020 and the coronavirus hits, and, you know, here we are. Yeah, it's going to be a great season, but you can't go.
I know that, and that's the thing is that everybody loves the Tigers. Look, I'm a big Tennessee Volunteer fan, but I cheer for
we'll
the Tigers.
We'll throw some at
too.
You.
Thank you. I wanted to be upfront and get that out there. You know, it's kind of the cloud
Full
over
disclosure.
The conversation. But Phil, you know, and Chet and Sherry, it seems to me that there could have been some compromises made. You know, okay, fine, we can't get everybody into the stadium, but we could at least have tailgating. We can at least get everybody out there, grilling the burgers, you know, having a good time outside. But they're not even doing that, from what I understand.
That's correct. And, you know, and everybody, you know, is upset about it. The one thing I want everybody to keep in mind, I see a lot of people who are coming down on the university itself.
And it's not their fault.
It's not the university.
Right.
And so, you know, the health department and cities made these decisions for whatever reasons. And so don't take it out on the university and your support for them in as you make decisions of how you're going to handle this.
In other words, if you want to call and complain, don't call the university. You can call the mayor's office. You can call the health department. But, you know, again, they have to follow the same guidelines that the rest of us have to follow.
Correct. Absolutely.
I was just thinking that it might be a good idea if you wanted to, instead of tailgating, bring your grills and then put all your meat on there, and we're going to boycott how mean animals are and singe them as a boycott in front of the games now instead of... Because we could boycott.
Oh, I'd go to that protest every Saturday.
I'm saying we can protest.
Every Saturday.
That seems to be what gets you a golden ticket anywhere. If you're protesting something, you don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to socially distance. You don't have to do anything.
But yeah, Phil is right. I mean, absolutely, the university has gotten a lot of... You know, a lot of negative backlash, and it's not the university.
That's correct. You know, I've had some relationships with several people in the ticket office and offices like that, and just in conversations with them, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking what they're getting, and they're just, you know, doing their jobs.
Yeah, it's a hard time right now for Tiger fans, because you're right, we had game day last year. We're coming off such a big year, the Cotton Bowl, and now we can't even go. We can't go celebrate our Tigers. We can't be with them. It's Brady's last year. It's, you know, so.
So here's the question, though, Phil, because out of all the people in Memphis, Tennessee, you guys are the ones who probably had the most difficult job, because you're the boosters. You're supposed to, you know, get everybody excited and jazzed up about this, and yet people cannot go to the game. So how are you guys doing that?
Well, you know, that's part of the message I'll give to you this morning. I think, you just have to make the decision and look at the glass half full versus half empty. And, you know, what we have going on next week, our first game, September 5th, on ESPN at 7 o'clock, nationally televised, that wouldn't happen if it was the regular season. We'd have been on ESPNU maybe. And so now here we are, nationally televised. Our guys are going to be getting seen on a national stage, and that's something we need to be thankful for in the light of everything going on.
And we got innovative with the Highland 100. We rented out Malco Drive-In. We had Coach Silverfield come in and actually try to give a pep talk and get everybody going. But we're having to think outside the box.
And the movie, it was Rudy, is that right?
Correct.
Rudy. Yeah. Oh, I love that movie. I get a little misty every time that scene at the end, everybody's chanting. All right, Mighty 990 News Time is 6:42. In studio with us from the Highland 100, the greatest supporters and boosters of the University of Memphis football program, Phil Glass is with us. Guys, I want to hang tight for 1 second. I want to go to the lines because we have a caller who wants to answer the trivia question. No, it's not your mom. It is not Sherry's mom, but it is Jerry from South Haven. Jerry, how's it going this morning?
Good morning. Getting ready to go.
Well, Jerry, let me ask you, before we get to the trivia question, we had some big storms come through last night. Everything okay in your neighborhood?
As far as I know, I haven't looked outside, so.
All right. Well,
my garage is still there. I saw that.
Well, if your garage is still there, you're doing good. All right, Jerry, here's the question. This is true or false. Elvis named Graceland after his mother. True or false?
False.
Yeah, that's right. You are correct. It is false. That's true. It's false. Jerry, yes. Her name was Gladys, and the original horse farm was named after a young lady by the name of Grace Toof. And Toofland just doesn't sound, it doesn't roll off the tongue. So,
no.
Jerry, they decided to call it Graceland, and the rest is history. And with, a $50 ticket, you can, see the jungle room. Jerry, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get you hooked up with a prize package. By the way, folks, we're going to do this again next hour. Next hour, a chance for you to win a prize, courtesy of the team here at the Mighty 990 KWAM. All right, here's what we're going to do. I want to reset. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Can you stick around for a few minutes?
Absolutely.
Great. The drive-thru is already backed up on Poplar over the Chick-fil-A, so you got nowhere else to go. All right, Phil Glass from the Highland 100, Chet and Sherry Hopper in studio. Jeez, Lou, we're going to have to bring in some more chairs. All right, 78 degrees, 6:44. We'll be right back.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Wilinski on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Investors like what the Fed is planning. Pending home sales up again in July. Those stories next. You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago. An estimated $30 billion available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 800-910-1950. That's 800-910-1950. Investors reacting positively to Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's announcement that essentially says the central bank will continue efforts to prop up the economy even if inflation rises above its target level of 2% and borrowing rates likely remain low for years to come. Walmart is joining forces with Microsoft in a bid to buy Chinese app sensation TikTok. Shares of Walmart jumped almost 5% after the news broke Thursday and hit a 52-week high. The alliance between Microsoft and Walmart will join other potential TikTok buyers, including Oracle. A deal could be announced in a few days. The National Association of Realtors says more contracts to buy homes were signed again last month. As a further sign, the current hot housing market may go on into the fall. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
These are some weird times. I hope you're tuning into the Armstrong and Getty Show every weekday.
How does this sound? All the news you need about the coronavirus and the lockdowns and the social distancing and the science and the politics. Plus, some good American sarcasm about all the dumb stuff that's happening.
Yeah, real life mixed with the economics and the virus itself on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty, starting Monday, August 31st, right here on the Mighty 990.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
What do Catholics really believe?
People ask me about my faith, but I don't know all the right answers.
I was raised Catholic, but I haven't been back in years.
I don't really go to church, but I do feel like there's something missing.
Hi, I'm Deacon Jeff, and you're invited to a relaxed conversation about the Catholic Church. Join us in the luxurious corner booth at the Catholic Cafe, Sunday mornings at 10 for a full hour, right here at KWAM 990, the Voice of Memphis.
At Liberty University, we believe in honoring service. That's why we offer first responder and military communities deep discounts on all of our 450-plus online programs. Military students, veterans, and spouses pay just $250 per credit hour for undergraduate and $275 to $300 per credit hour for graduate and PhD courses. First responders receive a 25% tuition discount, and those who qualify may be able to use both discounts for even greater savings. It's our way to say thank you for all you do. To learn more, text DEGREE to 49595.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Wilinski.
A little rainy out there right now. Some fog, some mist, a little rain. 75 degrees right now in East Memphis. 6:48 is the time. It's going to be a little rainy for the rest of the day, but otherwise, folks, no big concerns about storm damage or things of that nature. There are some power outages, so we just checked in with our friends over at Memphis Light, Gas, and Water, and a few of you folks, the lights have come back on. About 7,100 customers still without power, and those folks, it's pretty spotty, it's scattered, but there is a large cluster right around the Midtown area. area. I suspect a lot of trees went down in that area of the city as well. All right, here in studio this morning, Robin Walensky, by the way, on vacation. We're honored to have with us Chet and Sherry Hopper. You can hear their show, The Real Resistance, every Saturday. 2 hours of great conversation there starting at noon. And our good friend Phil Glass from the Highland 100. And Phil, I understand you were one of the lucky fans that's actually going to be able to go to the game next week.
Well, don't know about next week. So if you
just one of the games.
One of the games. So they will do a draw or some kind of something along that line every week and let you know. Anybody's going should find out today. And so I'm crossing my fingers, saying a prayer.
Now, did they decide, guys? It was they were going to be, 6 feet, then 12 feet, and then someone said 18 feet, but it is 12 feet.
12 feet with mask. Because you know what? If you're cheering for your Tigers, apparently it's a bigger risk. Like singing in church.
Well, that makes sense, I guess. None of it actually makes sense to me at all.
It's the smartest virus ever.
By the way, guys, and one of the more disappointing aspects of all of this has nothing to do with the Memphis Tigers, but, of course, politics has crept into professional sports. Last night you had Major League Baseball players literally walking off the field during a game, and we have some audio from the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans weighing in on what's happening with all the protests around the country. They're boycotting practice right now, guys, and I want to play this, and then Chet Hopper, I want to get your reaction. Cut number one, Kenny.
These systematic oppressions have been going on for a long time. Hundreds of years, this country was founded upon racist ideas, with slaves being brought here from the day of foundation. And those ideas have persisted throughout the last hundreds of years, and it's going to take time until we can get those all out. But we're tired of it. We're tired.
So he says he's tired of it, Chet Hopper, the Tennessee Titans and their million-dollar contracts. They're oppressed.
Yeah, you know what? I've got a special sort of dislike for this guy. This guy's Ryan Tannehill. Everybody who knows me knows that I've been a Dolphins fan since 1975. That was the year I got on the planet. He played for the Dolphins. He took one snap, got hit, and then was out for the whole season and did nothing but bellyache. So he's oppressed because he's terrible at quarterbacking. That's his problem mainly. Now, as far as America being founded on racist ideas, I had no idea that when we told King George, hey, we're tired of all your oppression, that was about slavery. Had no idea that was the basis of the United States coming over here. And then, if you look at it, the way that they are portraying this right now is that racism and bigotry is the worst that it's ever been. And it's just not true, folks. The planet as a whole is the most inclusive. It's the most, hey, everybody needs and deserves to feel how they feel that it has ever been in the year of our Lord, 2020. It is the most inclusive it's ever been. I watched Candace Owens make a speech one time with her grandfather there, and she said, you guys want us to believe that racism now is worse than it was. My grandfather went through can't even draw a blank, but in the 60s, in the
Civil Rights Movement,
and there's no way, because he used to, you know, he was talking about getting beat up for being on the wrong side of the street, and you guys want us to think it's this bad today, and it's just not. I don't understand why everybody has jumped on the bandwagon, but I just don't get it. I just don't see America being based on that. And you know what? Tannehill sucks anyway. That's my 2 cents on that dude.
$118 million. That's his 4-year contract. That's a whole heck of a lot of systemic racism and oppression.
Yeah, him and Colin Kaepernick could probably buy their own island if they wanted to together, and they seem to be the most
one for sale
oppressed people on the planet.
It does make me wonder if there is going to be massive blowback across all sports, you know, because of what's happening here. You had the NBA players, and honestly, they should have fired every single player that walked off the court. I'm sure there's someone out there who would love to play professional basketball at half the salary.
A tenth. These guys get paid ridiculous amounts of money to play a game that you play as a child. It's not like they're contributing a whole bunch to society other than people cheer for you. You're not curing cancer. You're certainly not helping the COVID situation. You're just out there playing a game.
And clearly, the NBA, you're not playing with very big balls, so to speak.
True story.
I mean, you know, my apologies, Sherry. I didn't mean to make you blush there. That was the Barry White music talking. By the way, let me jump in here. Wow, what just happened? The Memphis Light, Gas, and Water now says 7,200, so it's going in the wrong direction.
Wrong direction. How
windy is it out there? What?
Wrong direction.
Whoops. Somebody get Todd Demers on the line. Phil, when you guys are looking at, again, supporting the University of Memphis Tigers, what are some ways that people can? Because I believe folks are going to be gravitating towards college football, turning their back on professional sports. I think college sports is all we've got left right now.
I think most people that I'm talking to are, doing their own, whether it be at home tailgating or they're going to, they're going to go to a local sports bar and grill and watch it as a group and in support. And, that's about what we're limited to, just supporting the team and watching them.
And, of course, joining the Highland 100 or getting involved. How can people do that?
Highland100.org. You can go to and you can submit your membership information there. And there's several different levels in which you can join, whatever fits best for you. But that Highland100.org.
I mean, Chet and Sherry Hopper, they're at, what, the $25,000 annual giving levels.
Yeah, yes.
But you can
per
give
plate.
Just a couple of bucks.
Per
you know,
plate.
There are all sorts of different
right.
giving.
Starts at $150 and so,
oh, that's perfect.
And
Well,
because we have a commitment as the Highland 100, we give $100,000 to the football program, and we still want to fulfill that commitment this year, even though we aren't able to be in
Where's
the
Grace Baker at? Where's Grace?
She's a member.
Grace Baker just graduated from the University of Memphis. And have you signed up for this?
Yes, she has. I have her membership card in my hand.
Wow.
Sherry has somehow coaxed me into joining this. She's like, come on, I want you to join this football cult with me. Come on.
It's a cult.
And I just said, okay.
We own a tiger.
You know, growing up here in Memphis, I grew up what the most people will call Poe, without a O-O-R. It's P-O. I was Poe. And so I thought the Highland 100 was like this super elite group that you had to know the password. It was like Eyes Wide Shut to get in the door. You know what I mean? Where you hear the bells and the music. But it's really
that line
not.
Is really throwing people off today.
But it's really not. I mean, we joined, and I've been to some of the events, and these are some of the most down-to-earth, nice people. Man, they've got business people, but they've got, just regular, everyday people, just people that are fans, people that graduated from the school. I mean, it really is a cool group of folks, and it's not a huge investment to be a part of it.
No, I think it's a wonderful thing. And again, you're supporting these young men, these great athletes that are out there. You're supporting a great, great athletic program. And again, Phil, give us the website address where people can get more information about the great work that you guys are doing.
Highland100.org.
Highland100.org. And folks, got to check that out. It's a worthwhile cause, and it's a lot of fun. And like Chet and Sherry said, you're going to meet people from all different kinds of backgrounds. You know, this light, we're going to post a picture. We'll get Grace to take a picture through the control room, and we'll post this on the KWAM Instagram. We turned off the overhead lights have been really bothersome, so we brought in just this other light, which Kenny Bozak actually thought was a bug zapper.
It does look like one in his defense.
And in fairness, it does sort of, now that he mentioned it, I thought it was just a cool, funky, someone else yesterday.
Industrial.
Well, we had the Speaker of the House of Tennessee in the studio yesterday, and he thought it was some sort of a pirate theme.
That's what I said, too.
Arg.
Where's your quill?
Yeah, Grace, you're going to have to take a picture of that. People are really probably curious about
my
what
pirate
it
sounded like Sebastian Gorka, too. Armity. That's not right. I don't know. All right, Phil. Hey, look, it's always good having you hang out with us, so thanks for dropping by today.
Hey, thanks for having me, and go Tigers.
Absolutely. All right, folks. Look, coming up, we have a whole heck of a lot more, another full hour. We have another trivia question, another chance for you to win some great prizes. We're going to keep you updated on what's happening with the weather. A little windy out there this morning. Got to be careful, especially on those overpasses. Also, a lot of rain in the forecast, heavy rain, they're telling us. And there are power outages. So if your power's out, you're probably listening to us on your transistor radio. Do they still make transistor radios? I think they do.
They probably do,
They've
actually.
Got to.
Showing your age.
So we're going to let you guys weigh in on last night's big speech by President Trump. Also, the question of this hour, have you given up on professional sports? The Tennessee Titans announcing that this country, this great country, founded on racism, and they are walking off the field. Are you giving up on professional sports? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Mighty990.com or KWAMRadio.com is your access to all of our news, traffic, and weather 24/7. This is Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky. I'm Todd Starnes.